BC has declared a public health emergency on drug overdoses. In the last half hour, we heard from a Kelowna mother who lost two sons to drug overdoses, one from fentanyl, the other from prescription drugs. Helen Jennings spoke about the need for an integrated service center in Kelowna. Mike Goliak is involved in drafting a proposal to get a center here. He's with the Canadian Mental Health Association, and he's in our studio this morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What is an integrated youth service center?
Integrated youth service center is basically that. It brings a number of different services under one roof. In this case, primary care, mental health, substance use services, and an array of social services and youth and parent supports. And the integration piece is that the services are not only under one roof, but they're working together in partnership with parents and young people to get young people the services they need when and where they need it.
Where did this initiative come from?
So this initiative has been in the works for a long period of time. The proposal portion of this has been in play for the last 4 months. But Minister Lake, who spoke on here on Friday, spoke about the complexity of this. And through a lot of the work that's being done at a provincial level through the Child and Youth Mental Health Substance Use Collaborative, through a provincial backbone that's been established in Vancouver, the idea of integrated care is a way to take all of the disparate parts of the system, put them together, and work in a way that's different than has traditionally been before.
Now, I understand there is such a center on Granville Island. How is that working right now?
So the Granville Youth Health Center really has been identified as the prototype for this. My understanding is that it's been in play for the last year. I can't speak specifically to the outcomes. I've visited the center. What I can say about it is it's a storefront location that young people can come to, and if they have a specific need that they have to have met, they can access it there, and that's the beauty of this type of project.
What more then needs to happen to bring a center like that to Kelowna?
Well, currently we're in the convening phase, and our proposal goes in on Friday of this week. There's three communities from the Interior Health Region, Kamloops, Penticton, and Kelowna, that are competing. What has to happen is we have to dot our I's and cross our T's and get the submission in there. We've got an array of support from 23 different community organizations. We've got 23 FTEs located in the center, so we're just finishing up our work. I think what we have to do is we need to continue to move forward.
How many beds would a center like this provide?
So this center itself is a storefront clinic. So it would link to different beds in the community.
Okay.
It would link to those resources.
Are there enough resources then to link people with? I mean, it's no good referring people to services and agencies if those things don't exist or are at capacity.
Sure. That's always a challenge. I think the good thing with this proposal call is that it does bring financial resources to the ground. So there are funds for operational dollars. It adds new resources into the community. And by working differently, it helps to find efficiencies in the system.
We hear from parents the problem about youth aging out of supports.
Yep.
If this is a youth integrated service center, how do you ensure that if people are getting help when they're 17, or 18, that when they turn 19 or whatever that yep. age is, become adults, that they don't just fall off the radar?
Well, that's the good thing about this. This is being looked at differently. So it's designed for 12 to 24-year-olds. So that issue of young people aging out that certainly CMHA has taken a lead on over the last few years is something that's addressed through this. And by those services being in one place, seamless transitions is one of the things that we're looking to address through this.
When will you know whether this will work in Kelowna?
So we'll know the final decision, we've been told, will be anywhere as early as May 5th to May the 12th during Mental Health Week, and then we would move forward from there.
Mike, thanks very much.
Thank you.